Well, welcome to the Christy Jones Show, where it's all about living your life to the fullest. I'm a life coach, speaker, and business owner in multifamily real estate, and I've had wild success in multifamily housing for over 25 years now. I am so passionate about helping others merge their success and lead a fulfilling life, and I bring it all together right here on this podcast. So join me and let's get started to live your life to the fullest. My friend, welcome back to another week of the podcast. So glad you are here. And today I'm going to talk about confidence, not just general confidence. I'm going to talk about expect with confidence. I want to dive into this because often our expectations of people, of groups, of situations are based on assumptions. Yeah, often they're based on assumptions. And so I want to open up this conversation about how to expect with confidence. So most times, have you ever noticed how sometimes expectations become reality, like in your own personal life? Think about that for a second. Whatever you had set in your mind to, like, you whatever you expected to happen in the scenario with that group of people, or that person in a specific situation, you kind of already had made up in your mind what you expected would happen. Have you ever been there? Have you ever done that? I think most of us have. And so that's why I want to talk about this, because we can get caught in that loop of just making these assumptions of this is how this is going to play out. And it's almost like you're literally creating a self-fulfilling prophecy on that, right? You're already predetermining what the end result's going to be when you don't. That's really not the healthiest way to go into really anything. You can't go into anything on assumptions. Assumptions are like, can be so harmful, even on the assumptions of you assume somebody wants you to do something, or you assume that's what they mean by a statement that they said. If you're not sure what they meant, you need to ask for clarification. Sometimes we can misunderstand. Have you ever said something and someone like looks at you and you're like, oh my gosh, wait, no, that came out totally wrong. That's not what I meant. So I just want to make clear that assumptions are dangerous territory. You want to make sure you don't fall in that area of assuming they know what you mean, assuming they know what you said. Sometimes we have to restate it or ask them to, like, what did you hear me just say? Can you say that back to me? Because I'm not sure. And put it on yourself. I'm not sure I communicated that, or I said that exactly how I had planned. So what did you just hear me say? And they're going to tell you what they heard you say. Don't assume anything. So a lot of times our assumptions, we make our expectations based on assumptions of people, of groups, of situations. So what I want to talk about is expecting with confidence. Don't work off of assumption, all right? Our expectations become reality. Expectations, it's like almost like the law of expectations, if you want to put a term on it. Expectations can become reality. Let me give you some examples. What do I want to start with? Because I have so many examples that come to mind. I'm going to start with, let's talk about a social setting. And I think you can visualize yourself in this at some point. So a social setting of any kind. So you walk into a room, and if you walk into you're walking into a room, maybe you might know some people. Let's say you know you're walking into a group that you don't know the majority of the people, okay? So you're going to something that it's not like you're walking in with your bestie. You're going in, and you know you're going to be meeting a lot of new faces. If you walk in expecting with confidence, you're going to have a much different vibration than if you don't walk in with that. Okay. And here's what my point is. So if you walk into that social setting and you kind of have the assumption, there's that word, okay, dangerous territory again. You have the assumption that there's probably not going to be anyone here that I know. There's probably not going to be anyone at this event that I really have much in common with. There's probably not going to be a lot of people at this event that are my age. I mean, I'm just making up excuses because our brain does this, right? Our brain loves to protect us. Our brain wants to keep us safe. You know, I talk about all the time, it just wants to keep us in that little cozy cave, right? Like, you know, warning, you're going into uncharted territory. So if you go into that social setting saying, like, assuming, I don't know, there's probably not going to be anyone there my age. There's probably not going to be anyone there that does the work that I do. So what in the world am I going to talk about? I don't know. Let's say you're a parent. I'm going to this. There's probably not going to be anyone there that has kids that are my age of my kids. What if I'm going there and everyone's married and I'm the single person? Or what if I'm going there and I'm the married person and everyone's single? See what I'm saying? So all these assumptions are racking up in your brain. So you walk in with that energy, you've already kind of decided how this is going to play out. So if that is your assumption, the list of some of those that I just gave you, if those are your assumptions when you walk into this room, don't be surprised if you walk out of that room going, it's all right. Wasn't that great? I mean, I didn't really connect with anybody. There really wasn't anybody to talk to. I mean, I just kind of glad I went. Got in and got out. Okay, but your assumptions had already led you to that end result. So if you walk into that situation, that social setting, you walk into that room with expectation, expecting with confidence, you have an entirely different vantage point. You walk into that room, expect with confidence. So you're expecting that. Here's another way to look at that. Like when I walk in, I go to a social setting and I don't know a soul, and maybe I'm going to a networking event or at a conference, or, you know, think of something where you're walking in and you don't really know anyone. You're not walking in with your bestie, you know, like, hey, at least we can talk to each other over here. Right? So if you're not, you're walking into uncharted territory. I walk in and I tell myself, I know there's going to be someone in there or a group of people in there that I totally connect with. I know there's going to be someone in there that probably we're going to possibly like be able to have conversation that goes beyond this event and we'll stay in touch. I bet I go in there and I find people that we have things in common that, you know, are a surprise. Like, who knew? I go into that social situation knowing that, and I get it. Not everybody's going to like us. Not everybody's going to like me. I get that. But I walk in, I know that they're going to like me and I'm going to like them. I already know that walking in. Do you see the difference of the feeling of that? Walking in with the assumptions versus walking in expecting with confidence. There's two totally different energies. One serves you and helps you show up as the best version of you, and the other one has you like hovering down here. If you're watching on YouTube, you see my hand gestures. If you walk in with the assumptions, you walk in, you've got a guard up, you walk in, you might have a little attitude, you walk in thinking like, your ego's out there, right? You walk in ego first, person second. Nobody, like, leave the ego. You guys, if this is the first time you're hearing about ego, let me know. I'd love to do a whole segment on it. But, you know, we all have egos, but we have to keep that in check. I watch sometimes in these social settings, and that's what shows up first with everybody. And it's a lot. So know that, keep it in check. Show up as you. Be excited to meet other people. And if that isn't your thing and you're like, Christy, I don't like, you know, social settings, that's fine. You don't have to do these all the time. I'm just trying to give you some tools so that, because you will find yourself in that situation. So I'm encouraging you, when you walk into those situations, don't walk into that room with assumptions of what's going to play out. Walk in expecting with confidence. Another example I want to give is, let's talk about in the workplace. So let's talk about at work. And we've all thought, you can probably think of someone that that you've worked with that this has happened to. But there's that coworker that's like, oh man, I'm going to get fired. I just know it. I just know it. They just have like this total doomsday. It's not that they've like done anything. They just walk around always scared that they're going to get fired. They just walk around in this like fear mentality, right? They keep thinking, oh, I'm going to get fired. I'm going to get fired. And you're like, just do your work. You're not going to get fired. Just quit talking about it, right? Have you ever worked around anyone like that? I have over the years. And so that assumption ends up playing out sometimes. So they're assuming they're going to get fired. And then guess what? They show up in a way that kind of supports that. They're not, maybe they show up and they're like preoccupied, or they're not doing the work, or they're not showing up to do the things that they were hired to do in the way that they were, you know, expected to do them. Because they're over here assuming the whole time that they're going to lose their job. They're in that energy. They're staying stuck over there. So what ends up happening sometimes is those people do get let go. They like have basically mapped out their future instead of expecting with confidence, instead of showing up, knowing that I'm going to do my best and what I don't know, I'm going to learn. You know, doesn't mean that everything you do at work is like you've done it, quote unquote, especially if you're a new employee, like you're learning, right? But at the same time, you've got to have that inner confidence about yourself. You've got to expect with confidence. You have to expect that you have to believe in yourself, that you're going to show up, do the work, deliver the results that you said you could do when you were hired for the job. So that can play out, that whole assumption situation can play out in the workplace too. Super important to expect with confidence. I do want to touch on this. Very important. Expect with confidence. If you work in sales, if you're in marketing, if you're in leadership, you must harness this thought. You must harness this belief. You have to expect with confidence. I'm going to go back to leasing apartments, because that is technically a sales position and marketing and all the things. But as you know, I've been in multifamily housing for a bajillion years, 27, 28 years, somewhere in that number, and a business owner, 22 of that, and in multifamily housing. And so started as a leasing consultant, which is the ground floor. And so I go, and then obviously I trained teams of leasing people. And having been a leasing person myself, also have been in sales in other industries, office equipment, copiers, all of that way back in the day. So having a sales and marketing background, and also having trained many, many, many people in this, expecting with confidence is imperative. That's like a non-negotiable. You cannot be in sales, leasing apartments. I'll just use that as an example. I'll use myself as an example back then. You cannot show up and lease those apartments if you are assuming that the person walking through the door may not want an apartment. That's not a good assumption to have. You need to expect with confidence. When I was leasing apartments, I expected with confidence. I knew they were going to come through the door. Whoever I met that day, I knew I was going to connect with them. Expected with confidence. I knew I was going to connect with them. I knew I would find that whatever that was for me and that other person on what we could connect on. I knew I was going to hear their needs. I knew I was going to be able to uncover what it is that was their pain point, that was their problem, that was what they needed. I also knew that I was going to find a solution for that. And I was going to be able to offer them a solution. So I expected with confidence. And so when you approach that and with that mindset, it is entirely different. Energy different. It just makes all the difference in your results when you show up that way versus with the assumption that, yeah, we're going to have people come in today. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming that they're just looking for, you're assuming that you know already before you've met the customer what they're looking for. You know, don't make those assumptions. So expecting with confidence, if you're in marketing, if you're in sales, if you're in leadership, you have to have this mindset, this tactic down, because it changes. And if you're in leadership, it's changing the energy of how you lead your team. And so your team, the people that work around you, they can sense that. When you expect your team to do well, they know that. You expect with confidence. So let me kind of share a story about how this might think back to your grade school years. Okay, let's talk about school for a minute and how this plays out a little bit. So consider that, let's talk about grade school. So think back to in grade school, was there a student, a kid in the class, that was just kind of like the problem kid, like always getting in trouble by the teacher, you know, always getting sent to the principal's office, always being told this, told that. Then if that the next year comes along, okay, new teacher, and that teacher knows that the kid from last year was just like, you know, they've already labeled it, right? Which I'm not, like, I strongly disagree with that. But let's say that's what happens. Okay. You know, think back to your school years. Maybe it was you. I don't know. But most likely you remember this playing out in school. So then the next year comes along, new teacher, and she's already assumed that kid is just going to be a lot of work. She's already assumed that, like, oh my gosh, I see this name on my class list. It happens. Like, I know it happens. I know it's said. And why that is so dangerous is because that person has made the assumption based on when the kid was in the class for another teacher the year before, instead of expecting with confidence that. Because that kid's going to like rise up to whatever. Kids are smart. They think, he shows up, he's like, oh, that teacher already has me pegged as the problem kid. So might as well, you know, that's what I'm going to show up as. They meet your level of expectation. So if new teacher comes along for the year and expects with confidence and then lets that play out and makes his or her own determinations and figures out what is best for that student based on, you know, what they're experiencing, that's a much better scenario than just making the assumption from the rumors they've heard, the things they've seen, or whatever's in the past. And so that could still play out in the workplace. Does that make sense? So what, you know, I use the grade school example, but flip that into your professional life. Be very cautious to not make assumptions. It's better to expect with confidence. Approach those situations expecting with confidence. The belief system on that, it just carries a different energy with it, if that makes sense. And I believe that people, whether you're dealing with your team, whether you are just dealing with your coworkers, or if you are, you know, in charge of a team, if you're in management and leadership, whatever it might be, even if you're a mom, and which I'm a mom too, but empty nester mom, but when I was, you know, actively like had kids at home, when my son was at home, like your expectations, they can feel that. And so expect with confidence. They can feel that, just like the people that you work with, they can feel that. You know, I always believe that when we say statements with expectation, that those hold more power than when we try to persuade or when we try to just simply reinforce. When we say statements of expectation, something to the effect of, with the expectation statement, if you're relating it to work, and let's say a coworker or someone on your team comes to you, they've done a report, and you know it's their weekly report, and possibly, you know, there's corrections that need to be made. You can already see some errors, you know, that need to go back and some numbers that need to be rehashed. But an expectation statement is, you work really hard at these reports, and I appreciate that. You work really hard. So I would say something like a persuasion statement would be more like, you should be really good at these. You should be really good at these reports. But so I hope you see the difference in those two statements. They both have a different feeling behind them. So expecting with confidence is a lot of times our expectations, remember this, our expectations most times are based on assumptions of people, of groups, of situations, of circumstances. And it's super important to move through those, not based on assumption, but expect with confidence. It's like, if you go into, I don't care what it is, I don't care what the situation is, if you go into it already thinking that it's not going to work, or it's going to be hard, or it's going to have all these problems, you've already like predetermined what the challenges are going to be, when that might be the case, but it also might not be. So expect with confidence. When you start each day, expect that you're going to have a great day. Expect that even if everything doesn't go exactly as you had hoped, you know that it is working for your good. You know that it is working for your good. Expect with confidence. Don't work off of just assumption. When we expect with confidence, we raise our vibration. We approach the day with an entirely different viewpoint. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to get better results. Even if, like I said, everything doesn't go like, well, yeah, okay, I expected with confidence, and the day was just nothing like what I anticipated. Those things happen. But it's so much easier to navigate the rough waters. It's so much easier to navigate the challenges. It's so much easier to problem solve and come up with solutions when you're expecting with confidence. When you're in that other mindset and the assumptive mode, it's real easy to go into the victim mentality. of why is this and why is that and why is this and why did that happen? And that is way not productive. That is not serving you, and it is never going to help you show up to be your best self. So challenge yourself to start your day expecting with confidence. Walk into those new social situations expecting with confidence. If you're single and you're wanting to ask someone out on a date and you're wanting to spend some time with them, do it and expect with confidence. Expect that they're going to say yes. And guess what? If they say no, that's okay. Probably saved you a ton of time. You don't want to hang out with the wrong person. I mean, we shouldn't want, just trust that it's for your good. There are like 7 billion people in the world. And I know we're not going to meet all 7 billion of them, but trust me, like the ones that aren't meant for you, if it's not a match, they're saving you so much time. Don't fight it. Find your people. And not just in like romantic relationships. I mean like all of it. Your friend groups, your social groups, your tribe of who you hang with. Those people are there for you. They're out there. They are there. So don't make assumptions that, no, there's, you know, or I'm too old. I can't make any more friends. I'm too old. Says who? No way. Absolutely not. Expect with confidence. Expect that you are going to continually create new relationships, create new bonds, create new friendships, have supportive friendships, partnerships. So expect that with confidence. All right. I hope this conversation has been enlightening and given you some food for thought for this next week. I really challenge you to, like I said, walk into social situations expecting with confidence. Walk into that next work meeting expecting with confidence that you are going to have a valuable contribution to the team meeting. That thought that you're wanting to share is going to be exactly what is needed to take things to the next level. Expect with confidence that you as a leader are going to know that next best step to get your team to that next level. So I want you to walk into this next week in your life, expect with confidence, have that energy about you. Don't be hanging your head down, moping around, you know, having all these assumptions. We don't have time for that. We do not have time for that. You are too amazing. You are too magnificent. You need to lift your head, stay strong in your confidence, and be confident in what the day is going to bring you and what you can create for yourself. All right, I challenge you to think about that. Put that to work in your life over this next week and let me know your thoughts. Let me know if anything comes up for you. I would love, love, love to hear your feedback. So, all right, thank you for being here. Please rate, review the podcast. It really helps get my podcast out to all, you know, so many more listeners. So I appreciate you taking the time for that. It is one way you can really help me out is to give it a 5-star rating and to leave a review. As always, let me know your thoughts, drop me an email, or I'll see you on the inside the DMs. I love to hear you there as well. Okay, go make the rest of your day great. Have a good one. Bye. I just want to thank you for tuning in today to the podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed the conversation and all the info that's been shared today. And I hope you've come away with a few ideas on how to make the most out of it for your life. If you love this episode, be sure to share it with your friends and family. And also make sure you subscribe to the podcast and tap that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Also, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would leave a podcast review. So until next time, my friend, keep flourishing and thriving and live your life to the fullest.